Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. We made it. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Bad Axe City is reviewing options for a new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage, and has opened public discussion on several key considerations. City officials debated whether battery storage should be allowed in basements or if it should be limited to outdoor installation, with added questions about whether outdoor wiring should be required to run through underground conduit for safety. The council agreed that solar panels should be installed at least 3 feet off of the roof to allow for firefighter access, and that visibility of solar and battery installations should be minimized from the street to preserve neighborhood aesthetics. To manage safety and accountability, members discussed maintaining a retainer on file for each system, ensuring the homeowner is responsible for upkeep and maintenance. If the home is sold, the responsibility and retainer would transfer to the new owner, allowing the city to keep track of solar installations and enforce maintenance standards. Many Michigan residents are planning Halloween activities, including costume parties, festivals, and trick-or-treating. However, Halloween is also one of the most dangerous nights of the year in Michigan, and authorities have issued several urgent warnings. Michigan police have recently released a statement urging parents to check trick-or-treat bags for potentially unsafe candy. The warning comes after authorities discovered counterfeit candy and snacks containing THC and hallucinogenic mushroom products while carrying out a search warrant at a home last week, according to the Warren Police Department. The treats were packaged in wrappers that were nearly identical to the authentic product. Authorities warn that children should never accept or eat items that are not commercially wrapped or appear to be tampered with. Police also urge trick-or-treaters to only visit homes with the porch light on, only accept treats at the door, never go inside a stranger's home. But candy warnings aren't the only danger Michigan residents should be aware of on Halloween. According to Safe Kids, children are more than twice as likely to get hit by a car while trick-or-treating as on any other day. Michigan residents are urged to help keep kids safe from traffic incidents by turning on headlights early in the day to spot kids from further away, reminding children to cross streets at corners and crosswalks, and carrying glow sticks or flashlights. Disbelief. That's what families in Lansing, Michigan are feeling this morning after hearing the news that a trusted medical professional was arrested in a child predator sting. Dr. Syed Muhammad Zaid Elvi, a resident at the University of Michigan Health Sparrow, along with two other men, has been taken into custody. Elvi, along with Gregory Leroy Jordan III and Khalil Devante Brown, is currently being held in the Ingham County Jail, where they will stay after their arraignment last Friday in the 55th District Court. Elvi was a resident physician at the University of Michigan Health Sparrow until his arrest. Once U of M Sparrow learned of the arrest, it promptly terminated his employment and referred all inquiries to law enforcement. According to reports, the hospital is cooperating with law enforcement and doing everything possible to ensure patient safety. According to a post on the Ingham County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, the men engaged in someone they believed was a 15-year-old Michigan girl online. On October 22nd, they attempted to set up a meeting with the teen. Fortunately, undercover officers posing as the minor arranged a time. Once the suspects arrived, they were taken into custody. Elvi, 30 years old, is being held on a $1 million bond, while Jordan and Brown each have a $75,000 bond. All three men have been charged with child sexual abusive activity, 2 counts of computers, internet communicating with another to commit a crime, and children accosting for immoral purposes. The first 2 charges, if convicted, are 20-year felonies, while the third carries a 4-year sentence. And we will be right back.
Riding along in my automobile. It's time for you to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2025 Buick Envista for $325 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, adaptive cruise, power seat, lane change, and cross-traffic alert, remote start, and more. All for only $325 a month. Or lease a 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab with four-wheel drive, with heated seats and wheel, power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure and lane keep assist, trailering package with brake controller, dual-zone climate control, and much more. All for only $320 per month. Lease a 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation with heated seats and wheel, 15-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, blind zone, parking assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and much more, all for just $395 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. That's Buick, exceptional by design, at the Flannery Auto Mall. And Flannery Auto Mall's GMC. We are professional grade. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back, and this is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. Christopher P. Ramirez, 26, pleaded no contest to charges including assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm counts. In exchange, prosecutors dropped additional charges such as assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, a term that will run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The charges stemmed from a July 2024 incident, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andre R. Borrello on October 27th. Daylight saving time will begin at 2 a.m. Sunday, with clocks being set back 1 hour. The change will be automatic for most smartphones, computers, tablets, and other digital devices. However, those who use an analog clock will manually have to make the time change. And if you have a VCR still. The change means longer dark mornings, shorter afternoons, and earlier sunsets. For those who are unsure what to do for the time changes that happen in March and in November, the easiest way to remember how the time change goes is in the fall time, you fall back 1 hour, and in the springtime, you spring forward 1 hour. In 2005, President George W. Bush enacted the energy bill that extended daylight saving time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under that act, daylight saving time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. Fire departments urge changing the batteries in smoke and carbon monoxide devices when they are changing clocks. World shares have retreated and U.S. futures advanced after U.S. stocks fell back following President Donald Trump's meeting with China's leader Xi Jinping. Despite their agreement to extend the truce in their trade war, Chinese markets were lower, reflecting persisting concerns over tensions between the world's two largest economies. China reported that its factory activity contracted in October, while inflation in Japan crept higher. On Thursday, the S&P 500 fell 1% and the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.6% from its record set the day before. Meta Platforms and Microsoft sank while Alphabet climbed following its profit report. And hospital officials in Gaza say that Israel has handed over the bodies of 30 Palestinians a day after Palestinian militants in Gaza turned over the remains of two hostages to Israel. Officials at Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis confirmed receiving the bodies but did not immediately say what state they were in or identify them. The exchange of Palestinian remains for hostage remains is the latest indication that the fraught Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement is moving forward despite deadly Israeli strikes on Gaza this week. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.